time, one of the newest members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and also one of the new members of the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame, Terrell Owens. T.O. joins us right now. T.O., how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Couldn't be better. Appreciate you being with us, and congratulations on both of those honors. Talk to me first about going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Very well deserved. Were you confident you were going to go in, and what was that time like as you were waiting to see if you were actually going to be inducted?
Number one, it's definitely an honor, you know, to be spoke of and mentioned with some of the greatest to ever have played the game. Again, you know, you talk about the weight and things of that nature. I feel like I should have been in a couple of years ago. So, as a lot of people have been approaching me, you know, congratulating me and saying they've been saying, you know, about damn time and, you know, long overdue. But I think, you know, me just being from Alabama, and obviously I'm going to be inducted into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame here pretty soon. I mean, I think it's a, you know, again, that too is a tremendous honor. I can't speak, you know, more highly of what you guys have done. And again, like I said, just being a small kid, you know, out of a small town in Alexander City, Alabama, and to have gone on and to do some great things and represent Alabama, I couldn't be more proud.
Talk to me about your upbringing in Alex City. Was basketball your first love, and how did you come to football?
I played a number of sports. I think everybody that's probably listening, they know that obviously football is one of the biggest sports in the South, so no stranger to that. But I played, you know, basketball. I ran track, and I played baseball when I didn't run track. So I played a number of everything. I think the story for me, you know, throughout my career, it was really kind of just me taking advantage of opportunities. And I wasn't a high school standout star by any means, but I made the most of my opportunities when they came about. So as I reflect back on my career in its entirety, I talk to kids about those three D's, and it's desire, dedication, and discipline. Knowing that I never had the exceptional talent, you know, to pass the eyeball test and actually go out there and play, you know, from the coaches, but I had to put in a lot of hard work. So, again, I was a late bloomer. I really didn't really start to bloom till my, like, junior, senior year in high school. But, you know, I played a number of sports, but basketball mainly was mainly my love, my passion. But obviously I got an opportunity to play at UT Chattanooga, and that's what things started to take notice and unfold for me.
Tia, one of the things in recent year I've really admired about you is that you really on your sleeve kind of wear your pride of being from Alabama, including, you know, like when the Alabama Crimson Tide was playing for a championship. You kind of seem to embrace being proud of the entire state, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's this, misunderstanding even from my hometown that, you know, that I don't, when I went to Chattanooga, that I didn't represent or Alabama or Ellic City. You know, again, when I lived in Atlanta for a period of time, and, you know, I did some TV shows, things of that nature, I said that I lived in Atlanta. So people got all in a tizzy because I didn't say that, oh, I'm from Alexander City, Alabama. But yes, I'm from Alabama. A lot of people that saw me on the Alabama sideline, again, they were like, dude, did you go to Alabama? I'm like, no, but I'm from Alabama. It's even better. But again, I represent, you know, and I support UT Chattanooga, which is where I went to school, my alma mater. Again, like I said, why wouldn't I support, you know, any sport, you know, related to Alabama? So, again, I'm very prideful of where I'm from. You know, I mean, it's a state that has produced a lot of great athletes, you know, professional athletes. You know, you think about Charles Barkley. You think about Bo Jackson. These are some of the names that I can remember. You know, a lot of people have gone on to play in professional sports that have gone to these schools. Latrell Sprewell. I mean, that the list can go on and on and on. But I'm just so proud to be a part of the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. And if I didn't get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year, I've gone on record to say that I'm more proud of being inducted to the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame and the UT Chattanooga Hall of Fame. So Again, if it didn't happen this year, I still would have been just excited about this honor as well.
T.O., have you stopped to think about that people now and for decades to come, centuries to come, are going to be thinking about, wow, I want to accomplish what Terrell Owens did and be one of the greats in Alabama history? I mean, obviously, going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame, that's the kind of rarefied air that you're breathing now.
You know what? It really hasn't sunk in. Again, like I said, when we first started this interview, I'm very proud. I'm honored. I think with the process of the Hall of Fame, I think it's still a flawed process. If I didn't get in this year, my same approach would be the same as far as, and my thoughts would be the same as far as, you know, the criteria in which guys are nominated and ultimately inducted. So to have to wait three times to get in based on where my stats are, I think, again, it's a travesty. I think something needs to be done. My sentiments still feel the same way, even though I am now a Hall of Famer. It doesn't change because I'm in, because I should have been in, you know, 2 years ago. And I say that, you know, not to be selfish or, you know, to put all eyes on me. But again, there are guys that had to wait before me that shouldn't have. And there are going to be guys that come up behind me that shouldn't have to wait. And I think it's unfair. But again, you know, what I'm going to be doing now is really trying to really bring some awareness to what's going on in the injustice for some of these guys that are very, very deserving to be in the Hall of Fame. And then their legacy is being decided with guys that have never played the game, that has never played the game. And I think it's solely unfair for those guys, not only for myself, but the guys that has gone on before me that had to wait 3, 5, 6, 10 years to get in, and probably even more. And there's going to be guys after me that's going to go through this same entire process, and it needs to be changed.
Well said. Just a couple more minutes here with Terrell Owens, newest member of the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Very well-deserving in both cases. Just a couple more minutes here. T.O., we're just coming off of signing day with all the 5 stars and 4 stars and whatever. You said you were a late bloomer. What do you think about when you see all this recruiting stuff? And when you were coming out of Benjamin Russell High School in Elk City, do you think you were justified in terms of you being a late bloomer? Or do you now look back on it and say, man, they should have recognized I was a 5-star guy?
I wouldn't say I know I have a lot of confidence, but I wouldn't really say that I was a 5-star athlete coming out of high school, because I do realize, and I'm a realist, and I think people know me for being honest, I definitely wasn't as good as some of the talent and my peers that I went to high school with, or even college for that matter. But through that hard work, that dedication, through those 3 D's that I mentioned earlier, that desire, dedication, and discipline, if you apply that, you know, with your desire, then you can make it, you know, however you would like to make it. I think for me, I want people to know, especially kids, is to not to be afraid of being who they really are, without really conforming to what and who people want them to be. I think that's kind of what I've done throughout the course of my career, because I've done some things that, again, now that was frowned upon, you know, early on in my career, that is now being embraced by the National Football League. You think about the touchdown celebration, and me being outspoken, things of that nature. And obviously with the social media platforms, where guys like myself are now starting to realize that they do have a voice. They're not being conformed. They're not being held in a box. So again, my message is for those kids or parents that are listening, allow your kids to be who they want themselves to be. You know what I mean? Especially those kids. Not to be afraid of being different and being who they want themselves to be without really conforming. And that's not to say, you know, to be rebellious or be insubordinate. You can be who you are without doing all those things. Like as for my, in a case for myself, you know, people have said this, that, and the other about Terrell Owens. But one thing that I'm so proud of is the way that my grandmother raised me. You've never seen me in any issues, you know, in terms of dealing with the law or criminal, anything of that nature. So when it comes to that, I'm very, very proud of who I am and my voice. I know, like I said, I have a voice, and I'm very proud. Even like I said, it has taken me 3 years to get into the Hall of Fame based on what they've considered character issues when I've never had any off-the-field issues.
Well, Terrell, we're really looking forward to seeing you in Birmingham coming up in April at the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame, and then later in the fall, looking forward to seeing you in that gold jacket in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as well. And I couldn't agree more. Very well-deserving in both those cases, and congratulations on all the good fortune, and look forward to catching up with you again real soon, okay?
Absolutely, man. Thank you, guys.
There you go. That is Terrell Owens, newest member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame.